Welcome to Car Time Stories. Today, we journey to Eldoria, a realm shrouded in darkness. Amidst the sinister goblins, one stands out, Grumble, whose flicker of compassion sets him apart. While his companions revel in mischief, Grumble yearns to shed the negative perception of goblins and bring light to Eldoria citizens. Despite facing skepticism, Grumble remains steadfast in his quest for redemption. Through acts of kindness, he transforms himself, rewriting the goblin legacy and inspiring generations. Join us on this captivating journey where one goblin's choice sparks a transformative path from darkness to light. This is Grumble the Good Goblin by Dave Fox.
Grumble the Good Goblin by Dave Fox. Once upon a time, in the heart of Eldoria, a mystical land cloaked in enchantment, a group of ghastly goblins gathered beneath the gnarled branches of an ancient oak tree. The fading light of dusk cast eerie shadows upon their mischievous faces, highlighting their grotesque features. Their twisted forms were small and hunched, their skin a sickly shade of green, and their long, bony fingers ended in sharp claws. Like glinting embers, their beady eyes gleamed with wicked delight as they huddled together, their grins revealing rows of jagged teeth. The air crackled with anticipation as they whispered in hushed tones, their voices a twisted melody of mischief and malevolence. Yet amidst the nastiness that swirled around them, one goblin stood apart. With mottled green skin and a wiry frame, Grumble observed the devilish delight his companions derived from their mischievous shenanigans. Grumble's brow furrowed with conflicted thoughts. Though tinged with a hint of mischief, his eyes held a flicker of something different, compassion. Grumble's gaze shifted from his fellow goblins to the outskirts of the forest, where the small human village of Willowbrook lay nestled. The distant glow of warm hearths and the murmurs of human life reached his ears. The villagers, unaware of the impending rascally naughtiness about to befall them this evening, carried on with their daily routines. At that moment, something stirred within Grumble, an awakening, a longing to be more than his twisted nature dictated. He felt a pang of guilt as he remembered the fear flicker in the human's eyes from their past pranks and hijinks. Deep down, he knew he couldn't continue down the path of wickedness that his fellow goblins relished. Determined to change his ways, Grumble stepped forward, his conscience tugging at him like an insistent gnome. The twisted faces of the rest of the goblins turned to him, their beady eyes narrowing with curiosity and confusion. "Hey, fellas," Grumble said tentatively, scratching his pointed ear. "I've been thinking." "Thinking? What's gotten into you, Grumble?" sneered Zix, the ringleader of their mischief. I don't know," Grumble replied, his voice laced with uncertainty. "I've been watching the villagers, and I can't help but notice how afraid they are. What we do, it's not right, it's not fair." His words hung heavy in the air, stirring a mix of suspicion among his companions. They exchanged puzzled glances, their expressions a blend of disbelief and mild amusement. "Bah! What's gotten into you, Grumble? Have you been snacking on too many enchanted mushrooms?" Krogh, a goblin with a crooked nose, snickered. But Grumble stood his ground, his determination unwavering. "No, it's not the mushrooms," he replied, "although they've been particularly delicious as of late. I just think maybe, just maybe, we could do something better with our time. Something kind." The goblins erupted into uproarious laughter, their malicious cackles echoing through the woods. Grumble winced at their scorn, feeling a twinge of doubt. Yet, deep down, he knew he couldn't ignore the emotional empathy within him. Amidst the laughter, Grumble took a step closer, his voice now a defiant whisper. "I'm serious. I don't want to spend my life scaring and tormenting others. I want to make a difference, even if it's small." The goblins' laughter subsided, replaced by a mixture of disbelief and curiosity. Zix, the most sceptical of them all, peered at Grumble with a raised eyebrow. "All right, Grumble," Zix said with a wry smile, crossing his arms. "Let's say you're right. What difference can a goblin like you make? We're born to be mischievous, to bring fear and chaos. It's our nature." Grumble's eyes darted from goblin to goblin, searching for understanding. "But what if it doesn't have to be that way?" he challenged. "What if we could use our abilities to help instead of harm? Imagine the good we could do if we chose a different path." The goblins exchanged skeptical glances, their expressions softening ever so slightly. Grumble's words stirred a flicker of curiosity within them, a tiny ember of possibility. Finally, Zix sighed, his demeanor shifting from mockery to contemplation. All right, Grumble, we'll humor you, he said, extending a bony finger toward the village of Willowbrook. Prove to us that your kindness is worth more than our mischief. Make a difference if you can. Grumble's heart skipped a beat as he absorbed Zix's challenge. The weight of his friend's expectations pressed upon him, but he knew this was his chance to prove that kindness could triumph over mischief. Determined, Grumble straightened his hunched shoulders and nodded. I accept your challenge, he declared, his voice filled with newfound resolve. I'll show you that a goblin can be more than what we've been taught. His words hung in the air, and the other goblins exchanged uncertain glances. Zix's stern expression softened briefly before he grunted and turned away. Very well, Grumble, he said, his voice laced with grudging admiration. Go and do as you will, but remember, kindness won't save you if you're met with human swords. Grumble understood the risks he was undertaking, but his determination burned brightly within him. With one final nod to his former friends, he left the shelter of the oak tree and headed toward Willowbrook, his mind brimming with plans to bring light to the darkness. As he approached the village under the cloak of night, Grumble was met with wary glances from the villagers. He understood their caution, for they had previously experienced the mischievous tricks of goblins, but Grumble was determined to change their perception. One evening, Grumble stumbled upon a broken cart that had toppled on its side, spilling a merchant's wares onto the muddy ground. The distraught merchant, a stout man named Barnaby, cursed his luck as he tried to salvage what he could. Grumble watched from the shadows, his heart swelling with empathy. Stepping out from his hiding place, Grumble revealed himself to the surprised merchant. Fear not, Barnaby, he said, his voice tinged with an unfamiliar warmth. Allow me to help you. Barnaby eyed Grumble warily, his initial fear slowly giving way to curiosity. A goblin offering help? This must be a trick, he muttered skeptically. But Grumble, undeterred by the merchant's doubts, set to work. With his nimble goblin hands, he righted the cart, salvaged the spilled goods, and repaired the damaged wooden structure. Barnaby watched in awe as Grumble's skillful actions transformed the chaotic scene into one of order and restoration. As Grumble finished his task, he turned to Barnaby with a genuine smile. There, good sir, your cart is mended and your goods are in order. I hope this act of kindness may bring you some solace. Barnaby's eyes widened with amazement, and a spark of gratitude flickered within him. I don't know what to say, he stammered, his voice filled with disbelief. I've misjudged goblins all these years. Thank you, Grumble. News of Grumble's helpfulness quickly spread throughout Willowbrook, reaching the ears of Lily, a young girl with an unwavering belief in the world's goodness. Intrigued, she sought out the goblin who had chosen a different path. One evening, as Grumble repaired a broken fence near Lily's home, she approached him cautiously, her eyes wide with wonder. Are you the kind goblin they speak of? She asked, her voice filled with hope. Grumble paused his work and turned to face Lily, his heart swelling with purpose. Indeed, fair Lily, he replied, his voice gentle. I am Grumble, the goblin who has chosen to bring light instead of shadows. Lily beamed at him, her trust unwavering. I knew there was goodness in the world, even among goblins, she said with a wide smile. Grumble's heart swelled with a mixture of joy and relief. To have someone believe in his transformation meant the world to him. And I knew there was kindness in humans, he responded warmly. From that day forward, Grumble became Lily's secret guardian, always lurking nearby to lend a helping hand. He would repair her toys, leave small gifts, and scare away any bullies that dared to trouble her. Grumble reveled in the joy he brought to Lily's life, finding purpose and fulfillment in his acts of kindness. As the seasons wove their tapestry of change, Grumble's transformation extended beyond his actions and seeped into his very appearance. The lines of mischief that once etched his face softened, giving way to a countenance of genuine kindness. The cursed visage of a goblin, once marred with twisted features, gradually transformed into something altogether different. His wiry frame became more graceful as if the weight of his former malevolence had lifted from his shoulders. His mottled green skin took on a warmer hue, reminiscent of fresh leaves in the sunlight, and his beady eyes, once glinting with wickedness, now shimmered with empathy and understanding. His presence no longer incited fear, but rather a sense of hope and solace. Children with their wide-eyed wonder would gather around him, fascinated by the transformation that had taken place. They marveled at his gentle smile, his eyes filled with warmth, and his soft touch as he mended their broken toys. The villagers of Willowbrook, once skeptical and guarded, now saw in Grumble a symbol of redemption and the power of choosing a different path. One evening, as Grumble ventured into the woods, he encountered Zix and the other goblins from his past. The once mocking eyes now held a glimmer of admiration. Zix stepped forward, a newfound respect evident in his voice. "Grumble, we've been watching you," Zix admitted, his gruff tone softened. "You've shown us there's more to being a goblin than causing chaos. We want to change too," Grumble smiled, his heart brimming with pride for his former companions. "It warms my heart to hear that," he said, his voice filled with sincerity. "Together we can rewrite the goblin legacy. We can become protectors, bringers of joy, and guardians of those in need." With Grumble as their leader, a new era for the goblins of Eldoria began. They dedicated themselves to helping humans and other creatures in the land. They mended broken homes, guided lost travelers, and defended the weak against looming threats. A positive physical change ensued with each act, reflecting their inner transformation. As the years passed, Eldoria flourished. The villagers of Willowbrook and the surrounding lands welcomed the transformed goblins with open arms. The once wary humans saw them as friends and protectors, erasing the fear that had plagued their hearts for so long. Grumble's tale, filled with compassion, redemption, and the power of choice, echoed throughout the land. It became a legend that parents would share with their children, a story of a goblin who defied expectations, taught everyone the true meaning of kindness, and became a testament to the power of choosing kindness over malevolence. And so, the goblin named Grumble, alongside his companions, continued their noble endeavors, inspiring generations to come. They proved that even in the world's darkest corners, a single act of kindness could spark a transformative journey, turning mischief into compassion, darkness into light, and the magic of a benevolent heart.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Car Time Stories podcast. Before I let you go, I would like to implore you to rate our podcast and write a brief review. Your help would be greatly appreciated. And finally, please visit cartimestories.com to purchase our premium video content. Until next time, we thank you and hope that you tell your friends about the Car Time Stories podcast, where we strive to fuel young minds one story at a time.